Investigator Joe Hamilton specializes in the sale of alcohol to underage youth in Alaska.
I work for the Alaska State Troopers. I'm assigned to the Alaska Bureau of Alcohol and Drug Enforcement, and I'm attached to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. My job is to conduct compliance checks with youth around the state, and I also do shoulder taps with youth around the state.
He works with teenagers who go undercover to catch people selling alcohol to minors.
They should know better. I mean, it's the law.
I don't feel bad for them at all because they know what they're doing.
He also works with investigator Ed Smyers.
My primary focus is on underage sales of tobacco to minors.
Together, they are a high school partier's nemesis, busting all who are too young to buy alcohol and those stupid enough to sell or furnish alcohol. Catching people in the act is the culmination of hard work between the investigators and their group of well-worked teens.
I crossed the street, confronted three men. I told them that I was 18, I was hitting up a party. I was wondering if you guys can buy me a 40. One of the gentlemen said that, yeah, he could. He asked me what I wanted, what kind.
According to a 2007 state plan to reduce and prevent underage drinking, 27% of Alaskan high schoolers have had five or more drinks of alcohol in a row in the past 30 days, and approximately 33,000 underage youth in Alaska drink each year. To combat this, investigators conduct two kinds of checks, shoulder taps and compliance checks. Compliance checks are when one of the teens enters a liquor store and tries to buy alcohol. Shoulder taps are when the teens ask a random person outside the stores to buy them alcohol. From July to December of 2007, investigators caught 47 stores and 14 people selling alcohol to minors.
The compliance checks are effective because they keep the retailers on their toes looking out so that they're not selling to underage youth. The shoulder taps are effective because you don't know if the kid that's asking you to buy alcohol outside that store is one of mine, or is it just a regular kid. If you do end up selling, you run the risk of either going to jail or getting a summons and having to go to court, ultimately with fines and possible jail time involved.
In the past year, they have conducted 246 compliance checks and 128 shoulder taps.
Well, there's a couple different things. If we're doing compliance checks, right now, if a retailer sells alcohol to a person under the age of 21, they're usually summonsed for furnishing alcohol to a person under 21, which is an A misdemeanor offense. It's punishable by up to 0 days in jail, up to a year in jail, and or $0 amount up to a $10,000 fine.
Unfortunately, this doesn't always stop people from selling alcohol to minors.
There was a particular store where they sold me, I think it was three times in the same month, and it was all three different waitresses, and all three different waitresses witnessed each person selling to me. It was just pathetic, and they should have known that indeed I was underage.
To show me how these checks went down, investigator Smyers and Hamilton took me out on the streets of Alaska's largest city, Anchorage.
So you know the gist of what's going to happen, right? You can go out there, people are going to go into the liquor store, you're going to ask if they're going to, hey, yeah. I'm 18 years old, I'm going to a party, can you buy me some alcohol? And hopefully they say no. They should. But sometimes they don't.
Hey.
Why don't we do it like we did last time? You just park your car on the other side, stand on the side. If you get it and it's change, turn your hat around, signal us. We'll move. That signals us to know to move over next to your car.
What, wear his hat normally?
I'll switch over like this.
If you got to buy, do that. And then go back the way you were. Okay?
I cannot believe we haven't got one yet. Don't approach a bunch of them. Okay, it's about...
Did he make a contact yet?
Yeah, he's made contact.
Okay.
What time is it?
14.
Okay, he gave the guy in the suit, stocking cap, suit. He gave the signal that he gave the money.
Okay, moving.
As the suspect exited the store with alcohol for the teen investigator, Hamilton quickly jumped out of the car and asked the man to step inside his vehicle.
Then shut the door, sir.
Oh, no, you can leave it open if you want, or you can shut it.
No. Yeah.
Is it cold?
Yes. No.
It's unlocked, so.
Oh, okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a summons.
It's a mandatory court appearance, okay?
Yes.
What's your name?
Efforts to stop underage drinking have helped, but it is still costing the state millions. According to a 2005 study, underage drinking costs Alaska $317 million for problems such as alcohol-related youth violence and youth traffic crashes. Investigators Hamilton and Smyers both say this is the best job they've ever had, stopping alcoholism and tobacco addictions as early as possible. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Noah Magan.